really nice to be back here in Boston, y'all. Thanks a lot. And we've been having a great time traveling the country right now. Ziggy and myself, we've been out on the road now for about 3.5 weeks. And a couple of days ago, we came out of the sound check. There was a woman who was out on the stage, and she's warming up with the piano. And I went up to her and said, "Hi, I'm Michael." She said, "My name's Beth." And she said, "Thanks for letting me be on the show with you guys." And he said, "Beth, we don't just let people be on the show. You are here because you're a super talented singer and we love your music. So give it up for the opening act tonight, Miss Beth Hart, y'all." But it's been a great time to be traveling around the country because it's an election year. Today is Super Tuesday. I keep hearing all this stuff about Super Tuesday, and I kept waiting for one of the candidates to flash their breast. I'd vote for whoever did that. Except, actually, I don't know. Bush did that. I don't know if I want to see George Bush's breast, actually. Maybe Dick Cheney. Cheney's got a nice rap. But we were in Asheville, North Carolina. We were in this place called Rosetta's Vegetarian Cafe. And in walked these two Marines into the Vegetarian Cafe. It sounds like an intro to a very strange joke. But my friend Eddie was there, and I had already left the cafe, and he called me and said, "Michael, there's these two Marines down here, and they heard about the show down the street, and they wanted to come, but the show was sold out." So I said, "Eddie, get their names and put them on the guest list. They're gonna be my guests tonight." So in walked these two Marines who were fresh out of boot camp from the day before, and they had on these beautiful white hats, these pressed and starched uniforms, and they walked through the crowd right up to the front of the stage up here. And as they walked through the crowd, they parted this sea of pot-smoking hippies as if they were Moses parting the Red Sea. And these pot-smoking hippies were looking at him like, "What the hell are you guys doing here in those uniforms?" And they were looking back at the pot-smoking hippies like, "Why the hell aren't you sharing?" So I dedicated a song to him. Before I dedicated a song, I spoke of another time I had met some buddy who was about to go to Iraq. He was an Army reservist in Columbia, Missouri. When we drove into Columbia, Missouri that night, there was a sign in front of every home that said, "Support our troops." And after the show, a young man came up to me and said, "Michael, my brother just got back from Afghanistan, and he brought me a gift, and I want to pass it on to you." So he gave me this bracelet that I'm wearing right now. And on the back of this bracelet, it says, "Special Forces Ranger Mark A. Anderson of the 175 1st Battalion, killed in action on the 4th of March, 2002 in Afghanistan." And right after that, a young woman came up to me and she gave me this string of beads that I have here on my guitar. She said, "These beads were given to me in Afghanistan because I was working with some women there who were trying to put their village back together after it had been bombed." She said, "The prayer that goes along with these beads is a prayer of gratitude for each breath that you take as you pass over each bead. The second time you go through the beads, you say thanks for each breath that you took during the day that you didn't give thanks for in the moment when you took it. And receive these two gifts at the same time was a very gentle and powerful reminder to me that so many times when we watch TV in this country or read the newspaper, we hear about the economic cost of war, we hear about the political cost of war, but rarely do we hear about the human cost of war and just how important life is on all sides. So I sang that song that night for these two Marines who were there. I sent them out a couple beers into the audience and gave me a salute. The reason I did is because I think right now is a really important time in the history of the world. It's a time when we have an opportunity to look 5 years into the future from now and say, what kind of a world do we want to have? Do we want to have a world where the United States is looked at by the rest of the world as a Goliath for every David with a pipe bomb to come after? Or do we want to be viewed as a nation that takes very seriously fighting a war in this country, a war on poverty, a war on homelessness, a war on illiteracy, a war to keep education affordable to all people, healthcare available to all people, and creating a peace on drugs in this country? And as I was leaving Columbia, Missouri that day, I knew that things would change in this country because I looked on the back of each and every one of those signs that said, support our troops. And on the back of every one of those signs that said, by bringing them home right now. So I want to sing this song to anybody here tonight who's in the military, knows anybody in the military, or who's a veteran of any of the wars. A lot of people in this country don't have a whole lot of opportunity. They go into the military with the best of intentions. And all they ask for when they sign on that dotted line is they say, we're willing to give our lives for our country. But all we ask for in return is one thing, which is that we're not asked to go to kill and to die on foreign soil for a war that is strictly in the name of corporate greed. This is a song that expresses my opinion that perhaps we shouldn't be fighting a war against terrorism. Maybe we should be fighting a war against militarism.
All of us gone.